So we have a lot of ground to cover today. No cows. Gopis, time now. Yeah, we were, mentioned this a few times how. Yeah, Krishna was mostly of his parents' property, spending a lot of time with them in Gokul. Hari, hari. And then and besides the parents, he also becomes his friends. He become theirs. That's the vatsalya. That's sakya bhav. Yeah, parents vatsalya, friends sakya, and then as he grows, he's about 8 years old now, and he's entering into yet another relationship. And that is the gopis of Vrindavan. He kind of evolves and opens up and adds dimensions to his personality and goes on expanding his circle. And now gopis are part of his life. And so that subject matter is ahead of us. Sukadeva Goswami has described this in special 5 chapters, 29th through 33 in the 10th canto. There are other chapters, like the Venu Geet that we were talking briefly yesterday. And there are a few other. So outside these 5 chapters also, we'll come across Krishna's relationship and dealings, pastimes with the gopis. But these 5 chapters are, this is a, the chunk, most of his dealings. Sukadeva Goswami describes very cautiously, very carefully. This is very confidential subject matter. And he knows that in the audience, there's everybody there. Not only Goswamis or Paramahamsas, but some other munis and yogis and tyagis, and it was a more of a general audience. So he's not wanting to talk everything. Related with this Madhurya Leela of Radha and Krishna. So that's one difficulty that he has. The audience is not a selected one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do that whenever he would discuss these pastimes. He would only accept pure devotees, unalloyed. Just a little tinge, little spot, out. Heavy screening and selection process. But while Sukadeva Goswami was speaking, it was just public affair. King Parikshit had only 7 more days to go. The news spread all over the universe and everyone was there. Emperor would be leaving soon, so that was another reason why they weren't there. Of course, Sukadeva Goswami has difficulties also talking about Radharani. Not that he doesn't know, he knows so much, he knows a lot. But because Radharani is his worshipable deity, Shukeshta, Shuka Ishta. Everyone has a Ishta or Ishta, Ishta Dev, the deity that he or she worships. So Sukadeva Goswami is a worshipper of Radharani. And he knows everything, all details of Radha, Krishna, pastimes. But while talking, other day, you know, what the difficulty was. Just this Brahma Vimohan Leela pastimes as, oh please could you tell us what happened during that 1 year? Then what happened? What was happening to Sukadeva Goswami? He was losing external consciousness. He was becoming speechless and he was just sitting there, not talking. He was in there, internalized. And they had to make a lot of endeavor to get him out of there by beating up the drums and blowing up conch shells and doing big loud kirtan. Krachrat, word is used, with a lot of endeavor and difficulties, they were able to get him to come to the external consciousness so that he could continue the narration. So that was just these Sakhabhav pastimes, Sakhya Ras. But here is Madhurya Ras. This is the top, most confidential. So he is very cautious. And especially I'm sure you have noticed that he doesn't mention the name of Radharani. Throughout Bhagavatam, or 10th canto, or these 5 chapters, he just makes indirect mention in one place, just in one word. He doesn't even say the name Radha. If you would do so, that's the end of that Bhagavad Katha. Then what would happen to King Parikshit? He has to hear for 7 days. So Sukadeva Goswami is well versed in this topic. He's sharing what he has shared with us, and that is for our benefit. What the benefit is, he has stated this at the very end of this block of 5 chapters. And he says, and this is kind of benediction or benefit of hearing these pastimes in these 5 chapters. This is what he said. Vikriditam vrajavadhu bhir idam cha vishno shraddhanvito anushrunayat atha varnayedhya. that anyone who listens to this pastimes of Brajavadhu, that is gopis, Vikriditam, all these pastimes, these leelas, and how that person has to hear Shraddhanvita, with full faith. He has to, Shranuyad, one who hears, and also Varnayed, one who describes these pastimes. What is the outcome, what is the result? Bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya. That person will attain bhakti, and he is using the adjective param bhakti. There will be full development of bhakti. And kamam, and once that bhakti is there, or as this bhakti is getting cultivated and developed, kamam ritrogam. The kam, the lust, which he describes this as the heart disease. Rit rogam. A lot of people suffer everywhere. Heart disease, one of the common, becoming common disease. But that's about more about arteries and other difficulties. The heart disease that Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning is of another nature. And that's mentioning, that's kamam. When there's a lust in the heart, that heart is a disease, in a diseased condition. He's a diseased. Ritrogam kamam. Ashu apahinoti. Achirena dhiraha. So anyone who has this disease, anyone around here has such disease? You know anybody? No one, only few people have this. Oh, this is good. So, you'll be cured if you admit you have this disease. You'll be cured, otherwise you'll not be on the list of the patients to be cured. It says, Ashu, quickly, this calm lust would be driven away. And that person will become sober. Dhiraha. So that is the benefit of reading these pastimes. Becoming free from calm, lusty desires, and replace that with praying for Radha Krishna, Rukmini Dwarkadhish. So that is the potency of these pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Is Madhurya Leela. Of course, this has to be heard from a proper source in parampara. That is one qualification of that doctor, that person who is reading this, describing this, narrating this, sharing these pastimes with you. And the right dose, or the right person, with the right intentions he has, then there'll be the desired result would be obtained. So, all right, so let's see, this is Sri Badarayani Uvacha. This is 29th chapter. Not that I'm going to read every verse. Bhagavan api taratrihi. This is how it begins. Taratri. So that night is, that night has come. Yesterday we mentioned those gopis were performing Katyayani Vrat. 1 month completed, Krishna accepted them. It was a brief meeting, and then he said, one of the future nights we'll be meeting. Remember? So immediately the connection has been made. The meeting is taking place after 10 months. Took little time, but they all forgot about the promise and the appointment. So Taratri, that night now had come. Sharada Utfulla Mallikaha. That is Sharad Purnima, full moon night of Sharad, the day before Kartik. The night before Kartik begins, that is called Sharad Purnima. So although it was not time for different kinds of flowers like a jasmine and other flowers to be blooming, but because Lord wanted, it was Lord's desire. So the flowers which did not even belong to that season are blooming. Viksharantum manaschakre yoga maya upasritaha. And as soon as this desire of Lord to be with the gopis, enjoy their company was there, the yoga maya of the Lord gets into action and makes all varieties of arrangements to facilitate that pastime of the Lord. Sukadeva Goswami very tactfully and purposefully mentions Bhagavan api. Although he is Bhagavan, means he's full. He's full of all opulences, including his Atmaram, self-satisfied. Although he is like that, Bhagavan api, in spite of his being Bhagavan, he is thinking of being with the gopis, enjoying, giving them pleasure. Although he has no such need, he is already full, complete, purnam. So, jago kalam manoharam, Lord played his flute, which is attracting the mind. Manahara, attracting the minds. And nishamya gitam tada angavardhanam. By hearing the flute playing of Lord Krishna, vrajastriyaha Krishna gruhita manasaha. The ladies, especially young gopis of Vrindavan, Krishna gruhita manasa, their minds are already absorbed in Krishna. So when they heard the flute, nishamya gitam, as if the flute is singing some song, yes, singing song. So immediately their desire to be with Krishna increased, became intensified. And of course, that was a call for gopis to come over. So they started running towards Krishna. And javalola kundalaha, they are moving so fast. They are the earrings are swinging as they are moving. Shows the speed, right? If they would be standing, then those rings would be only hanging down. But they are moving, and swiftly moving. To make that point is, oh, so they are lava, java lola kundalaha. Their earrings were swinging back and forth. Other things also, but especially mentions earrings. Duhantyau abhiyayu kaschid doham hitva samutsukaha. Some were milking the cows, and then they heard the milking, heard the flute, and they did not even bring the milk inside the home. They just took off from Goshala. Or payodhishritya. Some they had already milked the cows and they were boiling the milk, and they heard the flute and they left also. Let the milk overflow or whatever happens. They don't care. Parivesayantaha. Some were serving their family members the dinner time. It is in the middle, not finished. Hey, bring one more chapati. Gopi is gone. Limpantyaha. Some are doing, they know it's about this time Krishna may be calling us. So they are getting ready. Anjantyaha kashchalochane. They are putting anjan, kajal. Only one eye is finished. They heard the flute playing. They ran. Vyastastavastrabharanaha kaschit krishna antikam yayu. So while dressing, some were dressing, but they were doing upside down, inside out, not paying attention how it is working, because they are hurriedly, they are in big hurry to go and be with the Lord of their heart. Anyway, we are going to be summarizing, so I'm going to be jumping. Okay, so now Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, they have come. And there's a description how different homes, there are attempts made to stop them by husbands, by brothers, this, that, but they still managed escaping. Some were locked in. So they just meditated upon, prayed to the Lord, and they left their bodies behind. And they went. And such gopis reached before other gopis who were running with their own bodies. This kind of. The sacrifice of the gopis, they even give up their bodies to go to Krishna. And there is a whole understanding how two sets, one set always is with their husbands, and other set is with Krishna. The Chaya, Maya gopis and the original gopis. So that's, we'll not discuss that. So Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Svagatam O Mahabhagaha, Priyam Kim Karavani Vaha. Says gopis, come there. Says, Svagatam, Suswagatam. You are welcome. May I do anything for you? May I serve you? So they're very nicely welcomed. Brajasya anamayam kashchit bruta agamana karanam Is everything okay in Braj? And could you please explain why have you come? Krishna is so cunning. They could have said, they are not saying, they will be saying a little later on. I mean, you are the one. You called us over. You should tell us why did you call us. Not that you ask, why have you come? That's what he's doing. He's very cunning, he's teasing. It's not very straightforward. He's Tribhanga. So he's not, he's very difficult to deal with. Rajani esha ghora rupa ghora sattva nishevita. He says, this is dead of the night and this is a forest. There's so many animals in this forest, you better go. Pratiyata vrajam nehasteyam strivhi sumadhyamaha. You should better go. This is not a safe place, especially for ladies, and that too in middle of the night time. But he's addressing them as sumadhyamaha. Your waists are thin. Oh, thin waisted, thin ladies with a thin waist. Meaning he's also wanting them to stay. That's what the acharyas explain. The way he's throwing that word in the middle. Good that you have come, please stay. But outwardly saying, no, you should go. Mataraha, pitaraha, putra, bhratara, pata yashyava. All these parties, your parents, your brothers, your children, they all must be looking for you. You should go back. Then Krishna says, maybe, that's why you have come. Drishtam vanam kusumitam rakesha kararanjitam. Oh, it's a beautiful night. Nice moon, fragrant flowers. Oh, probably you have come to enjoy the beauty of this place. There's nothing to do with, you came for enjoying the scene of this in this forest. Which again wasn't the purpose. And he talks, in that language he talks, and he's even gets heavier and preaching to them, your duty to perform. He's also testing them. Because many ladies and gentlemen, they do not come to Krishna. Those things also come up here. People, I have duty to perform, So Krishna, people say, work is worship, so you go, do your work. Those kind of things. He's adding there on the list. But Gopi's relationship is beyond this varna and ashram and obligations towards family, friendship and society and nation. They are far beyond and above. But Krishna is bringing up those concerns. Getting our attention, of those persons' attention, those who always come up with those excuses when Hare Krishna has called them up, please come over, and then they have one of these reasons why not to come. So what Krishna says, that why you should be going back, are the reasons people give why they wouldn't want to come or are not able to come for such reasons. Iti vipriya akaranya gopyo govinda bhashitam. So, I mean, gopis were not really expecting this. They were surprised that Krishna was making this statement, bhagna sankalpaha. All their the intense desires, the dreams, they're all shattered as Krishna questioned them why they were there, and his appeal, proposal that they should go back. So gopis, they don't know what to do, how to respond, and they are just looking down, and they are breathing very heavily. Shushyat bimba adharani. And because of heavy breathing, their the lips, which are like a bimba fruit, which are reddish in color, they are shushya, they are drying up. Lips are drying up. Charanena bhuvam likhantyaha. And they start scratching the ground with their, you know, toes. You have seen others? I have seen ladies doing, or even in my family, under such similar circumstances, or some other, you know, ladies put into. And so there's, maybe some of you also have done this.